It's not about having the most talent, the most resources, or even the most opportunities. It's about digging in and doing what I know that I can do despite what others around me might be saying. Today on Growing Hope, we review determination to get it done.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are building a balanced life to pursue a bold and purposeful path. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and encourager extraordinaire. I'm here to tell you that you can. You can do it. You can be it. You can make it so. Whatever it may be, it is within your power to live it out. That is, if you want to, if you really want it, and if you are determined to see it through, then. And that's the catch. The determination welling up inside you right now will dictate the reality of your it. And the focus that you have will tell you how determined you are for living out your it. I would love to share with you a great story about how focused determination changed something in my life. But in truth, I can't think of a time when I applied focused determination. I mean, I've come close. But often I get distracted by squirrels and shiny objects. The closest I came to having that focused determination was when I made the choice last year to read through the entire Bible each month of the year. Yes, the whole Bible every single month. I took the time to set a plan that would get me through all the readings of the Bible, and I broke them by sections so that it would keep things interesting because squirrels, shiny objects, I need interesting, right? And then I committed to get up every single morning before sunrise and read for just under 3 hours because I figured out that if I tithed my time, it would be just under that amount of time. So that's what I decided I would do. And I made it through March following that plan. But after March, I adjusted my plan because, whew, that's a lot. So this year, I'm reading through the Bible every quarter, but I'm using the same plan. I just kind of adjusted it a little bit for me. So investing in the Word each morning has made a difference in my life, and it has changed the path that I'm taking. But it's really hard for us to measure the heart growth when we're looking for outward signs. So when I'm looking at focused determination, I think of my brother. My younger brother. He was 5'6 in high school. But he was determined he was going to be a great basketball player. He's 5'6. But he was determined. And he had such a level of determination that after practice, he would come home from practice to practice in the backyard. And he became so focused that the investments my parents had were like they made him a backyard court, a half court. They bought him or made him blocks so he could practice his vertical leap and increase his vertical leap. They bought him videos and, they bought a VCR so he could watch the videos. I didn't have a VCR growing up. It was only after I went to school down in college that they got a VCR so he could watch his VCR videos. That's how much they supported his determination. But it paid off. He got a scholarship to college and he played college basketball. I've seen him put that same determination to work in other areas of his life. He has run a marathon. He has put himself through med school. He has been determined to do things, and so he's gotten them done. When we review our level of determination, we begin to develop a focused targeting system like he had. So the first thing you need to do is feed the heart the determined goal. Then you need to practice the words that are going to complete the focus. third thing you need to do is get accountable to reaching the goal. The fourth thing is to invest in consistent little bits to make the big steps. And finally, maintain the momentum one step at a time. Just like my brother was determined to get there, you can be determined to get there and you can live out your big dream goals. But you have to know that you really are determined, and so determined that others believe in your determination and follows through on that determination. You can live your impossible dreams if you're determined to live your impossible dreams. How determined are you? When you grow up a focus on your unique purpose, then you are positioned to make it so. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will make the investments to get determined. Growing Hope will be back after these messages. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to today's Growing Hope, the Determined Edition. I am Katherine Lang, here to challenge you to live your big dream goals. Are you looking for the steps to make it so? Visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com today to learn more. You can. It is no more complicated than that. Although, we can work really hard to make it complicated. We tend to add a lot of ifs, ands, and buts to the you cans. Keep it simple. Dream, believe, determine, do. You can't do something you haven't thought about or dreamed up. You can't believe something that isn't in your mind. You can't determine to do something that you don't believe. It's the circle of, well, not of life, but it is the circle of living bold. Did you know that your bold living may not be noticeable to you? Much like I was sharing how my inner determination to read scripture wasn't easily visible, when we do something because we're determined to do something, we don't realize it's determination that's getting us there. We just do it. Michael Phelps started swimming because his mother wanted him to do something to burn up energy. But after years of swimming, he determined that he was going to win. He didn't determine he was going to win more gold medals than other people, or that he would win more Olympics, or that other people would be his competitors. He was just out to win. He determined he would win. And he won. And he did win. And he won. But the people around him realized how amazing what he was accomplishing was. When my brother determined to run a marathon, it wasn't something that he thought deserved a parade. It wasn't even something he really thought about others would look at. He just determined that he would run, and one day at a time, he built up the ability to run the marathon until he ran the marathon. But people around him were amazed. I was amazed because he ran the marathon. When I started reading the Bible every day and reading through the entire Bible every month, I didn't think much about it. It's just something I determined to do, and I started doing it. But other people around me realized what an accomplishment it was. So how do you get so determined that the others around you are amazed at your accomplishments? Well, the first thing you have to do, like we said, is feed your heart. Most importantly, nurture and care for your heart seed, that thing that was planted in you from the beginning. You are truly unique in all the world, and you are designed on purpose and for a purpose. A meme popped up in my feed recently with the message that God planned your purpose, and when he did, he factored in all of your stupid choices. Isn't that nice to know that God already knew that we were going to trip and fall flat on our face sometimes? So your choices are not a surprise to what God has planned for you. Feed your heart that truth until that truth becomes as natural as breathing. God has designed you on purpose and for a purpose. The second thing to do is practice the words of your determined outcome. In other words, you want to speak your end goal. I am statements, I will actions, I can beliefs. The words you speak directly impact the life you live. I am what I determine. I am a writer. I am a singer. I am an event planner. I am a national radio host. I am is now. Oh, by the way, those are examples of I am statements. They're not all necessarily mine. Just for the record. So I am is now, and it's not limited by the whens or the ifs. I am doesn't have to be the reality that is. Instead, it is the reality you're creating. I will do what it takes to get to where I determine. I will write. I will sing. I will plan. I will record and produce. I will fuels the actions to move and propel you into your possibilities. I can do what I determined to do. I can write. I can sing. I can take action to prove it. I can constantly remind you that you have it in you to bring it to fruition, all of your big dream goals. Third thing, get accountable. Get accountable in your determination. Tell others. Keep a record. Make it known. As long as you keep it to yourself, you will likely keep it to yourself. You won't pursue what you aren't willing to show. I liked a guy when I was younger. I went to events I knew he would attend. I kept a picture of him that I had taken the weekend we met, and I even sketched my own drawing from that picture. But I never said anything to anyone about how I felt. 3 years later, I joined the diving team. Even though I could only do one dive, I joined the diving team to be closer to him. I got to know him more. And then I took the leap to let my feelings be made known, sort of, in a way that hopefully he could interpret. But 6 years later, we were married. If I hadn't taken the chance and made my feelings known, then I probably would never have gotten to this place. You have to get accountable for your big dream goals. The fourth thing is to be invested in the little bits. Too often we get tangled in the big picture. It's too much. It's too overwhelming. We'll never get there. No matter what it is that you're trying to do, it all begins with the first step, with the first action, with the first word, or with the first weed. I'm looking out in my joy garden, and just beyond it, I can see all the rest of what once was my show garden. Back, and I want to bring that show garden back to life. But the weeds are overflowing the beds right now. If I want the beds back to show shape, I have to start with one weed. I have to pull it up, and then I have to move on to the next weed. Because when I try to pull up a lot of weeds all at the same time, they're going to rip up the roots. I mean, they're going to rip up, but not at the roots. In other words, the roots are going to be left behind. And then the weeds are going to grow back probably before I get in the house and get cleaned up. So little bits will add up to the big differences that you desire. Invest in the little bits. And the fifth thing to reviewing, understanding, and pursuing our determination is to take one more step. Just one more. Since you get there one step at a time, then take one more step to get you closer. One more step closer. One step leads to the next step, and one more step leads you one step closer to where you want to be. Reading through the Bible was not an easy task. It was simple, had a plan, all I had to do was follow it, but it wasn't easy, not all the time. Even though I have, on more than one occasion, gone through an entire novel in one day, making that consistent daily commitment was the challenge. There were mornings when I just wouldn't want to get up early. And if I didn't get up early, then the rest of my schedule would be knocked off balance because of the investment I was making in the reading of the scripture. So on those days, I learned that if I would read just a little bit, if I would read just one section of the plan or just one book in the section, and then before I would take a break, I would read just one more, I would get there. It might take me all day to finish the readings, but eventually I would get there, one reading at a time. So one more step will get you one step closer. See, the determined heart will bring wings to the dreams. How determined are you to pursue your big dream goals? You can want, you can believe, you can plan, but until you're so determined that it's second nature, that you just do it because you want to do it, until you get to that place, it will be a dream. It will not become your reality. Be determined to get it done and then go get it done. Yes, it is that simple. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we'll wrap up the determination aspect of this journey to review our options. Growing Hope will be back after these messages.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting
www.katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin McLeod and Competech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we have been determined to grow up our focus. If you're looking for more focus to get you moving forward, visit coachforfocus.com and let's get started working together today. Determination is more than a want. Determination is more than a dream. Determination is what makes your big dream goals possible, whatever that may be. You can believe it, but until you pursue it, you will be struggling to get there. It's up to you. What is your big dream goal? Do you really want to live it out? Are you really so determined that it's like breathing? You don't even think about it. You just pursue it. I wanted a vegetable garden, and I planned for the vegetable garden. I mapped out what seeds I would need. I mapped out what I needed to do and when to plant, but it was February. So even though I wanted a vegetable garden, I couldn't make the vegetable garden happen right then. So I turned my attention to writing, and then to clearing off the back porch, and then to clearing out the costume closet. And then it was May, and it was too late to have a garden. So even though I wanted a garden, I did not get so determined that I took the necessary actions to get there. Determination puts purposeful action to the plan, and that's what gives the dreams the wings to fly. When I was younger, I believed I could climb anything. I would be happy to tell you I could climb anything. And I did climb anything. Once when there was a concern about a bird in a birdhouse, it was at the top of a 20-foot little teeny tiny pole, but they asked me to climb up and check on the birds. And I did. I shimmied right up without a second thought. Today, I have to talk myself into climbing a ladder. It's not that I don't believe I can climb the ladder. It's just I don't really have the determination to do it. If you don't have the determination, then you're gonna struggle to get there. And if you don't have the focused determination to get there, you're going to be off balance in your pursuit. It is important for us to know that when it comes to living out our possibilities and living out the balanced life, we have to understand where we are and what we're willing to do to get there. Determination is the ultimate part of the pursuit, but there's so much more when it comes to living out your big dream goals and walking out this balanced life. You want to be sure that you know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never know when you get there. You have to take time to review your options. Where are you now? What are the limitations? What are the thought barriers holding you back? What are your resources? And what is your determined focus? Once you know this, then you can know how to get to where you want to be. Whatever situation you're facing, whatever problem comes up, whatever motivation you have for your life, you need to review your resources so that you understand what is available to you. You need to review your limitations so you know where to ask for help. You need to review what you're willing to sacrifice so you know what other options are not available. When you go through all this process of understanding the options before you, then you can make the kind of choices that will lead you boldly where you've never gone before. You are only stopped when you choose to allow yourself to be stopped. You have so much more that you can do and so much more with which you can do things. Sometimes you just need to slow down and review. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. If you've missed any of these balanced life building episodes, whether it's reviewing your options or reviewing, you know, your focus, you can catch up by visiting growinghoperadio.com. And remember, we're still 6 steps away from really fulfilling our balanced life, but we can. Until next time, remember, I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host. And whatever it is you're doing, and however tripped up you might feel, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.